Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local, independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate. Welcome in, Rob Brown, the Great Alonzo, and you rolling through the foremost electrifying hours of sports talk entertainment you're going to find anywhere. I am Rob Brown. He's the Great Alonzo. We are glad to have you. I am going to say this one more time, and then we are going to move on because we have NCAA football. Yes, we also have National Football League football that we have to get to. We have Major League Baseball we have to get to because there are no sexier words in sports, ladies and gentlemen. Then, Game 7.
I think we all could have done without that last part. No, stop it.
Game 7, baby. Game 7! Can't wait. Got the Mariners. Got the Blue Jays. This one in Toronto, Canada. Let's get it on. So, we'll talk about that in a minute. NASCAR, Chase Briscoe becomes driver numero dos to punch his ticket to the Final Four. He joins his teammate Denny Hamlin in the Final Four. Two spots left to go with a couple of races left to be raced. We're going to get into that in just a little while. We'll get some hockey in here. If you're into the hockey, we'll get to that coming up a little bit later on. Turns out those Carolina Hurricanes, might be pretty good, eh? We'll get some hockey in here. But I do want to get to this very quickly. You know what? Let me take that back. I do want to get to what I want to get to very quickly. Before I get to what I want to get to very quickly, Crazy Ralph was kind enough to hang on through that break. He gets his crack at the radio airwaves now. Ralph, welcome back to the show, big dog.
Yeah, it's been a little while. Glad to be back. Of course, I had to call after this disaster of a weekend. I got to tell you something. I got to share some thoughts. I really believe that Shane Beamer could sell ice to an Eskimo. Either that or he was raised with David Copperfield, because there are actually fans and leaders in the athletic department that are under a spell. After 5 years of this roller coaster ride, some people actually believe this man is capable of coaching in the SEC. Let me tell you something. You know who cares about winning? Penn State. You know who else cares about winning? Florida. Because they don't tolerate this horse crap. They send underachievers right down the river. Other than Sean Elliott, name me one coach that Bima has hired that has had a track record of winning at the Division I level prior to South Carolina. I'll wait the rest of my miserable life to get the answer to that question, because the answer is nobody, nada, zilch. And I'll tell you what else. His behavior in that press conference yet again reminds me that he has neither the temperament, the self-control, or the leadership to be a head coach at this level. His voice is like nails on my freaking chalkboard at this point. It's like dollar store toilet paper rubbing over my hemorrhoids. He may win in the living room and in the locker room, but he don't know jack crap about developing players at an SEC level. At this school, you have to be able to do more with less. Beamer and Muschamp have both proved They aren't capable of that. I hope Jeremiah Donati has got some kind of list compiled right now of seasoned coaches that we can turn to after this disaster. I'm talking about a John Gruden or an Urban Meyer or a Mike Gundy or a James Franklin. And I'll tell you, I'm going to throw the big one out there. The only man that could ever lead us to a natty, and that's Nick Saban. I'm out of here.
Appreciate you, brother. Thank you very much, Crazy Ralph. Couple of thoughts. You're not getting Nick Saban. Okay, Ralph? Love you, dog. Appreciate you calling. Keep doing. P1, Armada.
I just want to say real quick, you're not getting Steve Spurrier. That was said a bunch, and then Steve Spurrier came there. Mm-hmm. Never say never.
Oh, no. Never.
Because Miss Terry said it's about the money. That's
no,
what she
Ms.
says.
No, Miss Terry did not say
she,
that.
Yes, she
Ms.
did. No. I heard it. I heard
no,
it.
No, you didn't.
She said,
because what she said
I did.
Was.
So you didn't hear her right. And
right.
I am telling you.
I'm dropping the buddy.
Yeah, no,
buddy.
No,
she
no.
quite literally
no,
said,
no, no, no.
We're not going to Penn
she said,
State.
She said we ain't heard the number right.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, she did. She did.
Okay.
I mean, I could find a clip okay. and play it for you. She absolutely said that. So you only heard like part of it and then listened to the second part where she dropped if the money is right. Mm-hmm. I heard that. Most people heard that. You didn't. But that's fine.
Yeah.
And so people said there's no way Spurrier will ever come there. People said there's no way Lou Holtz will ever come there. He came there. Spurrier came there. So it is possible if the money is right
yes,
that they could get him.
It's also possible I hit the Powerball tonight.
It's absolutely possible
should
you did.
Should I?
But
should
here's
I,
the thing. You won't ever play it. So you can't win if you don't
no,
play.
Sure. I could theoretically walk outside, find a ticket blown through the parking lot, pick it up, and win. It's about the same odds as you getting Nick Saban. It's about the
no,
same odds.
No, there's no breeze today.
It's about
so,
the same odds.
So, no. The trees
it's
are
still
not moving.
About the same odds.
No, it's not.
That's how ridiculous
no,
it is.
No, it's not. It is
now,
not. It is not
now,
ridiculous. It's not out of the realm of possibility.
Let's get to,
what you're saying is South Carolina is such a horrible place to coach that there's no way they could get someone the quality of Nick Saban, and that's wrong.
Are you Penn State? No. Are you the University of Florida? No. Are you LSU?
I don't.
No.
I wouldn't put Florida
no.
in there. When's the
I
last
would.
Time they won?
I would.
When's the last time
did,
Florida?
No, no, no.
And
see,
when's
no,
the last time
wait,
Penn State
out,
won?
Time out. Time out. You're
Neither
looking,
one of them. Neither one of them won
looking,
anything.
You're looking at it all wrong. It's not about what have they done before I got here. It's about what can they do when I am here. It's not about – nobody's ever gone, I'm not going there because they've never won before. If that was the case, Nick Saban would have gone to Alabama. I mean, they had won before, but in a long-ass time.
I can't believe you're disparaging South Carolina that way.
I
and
am.
That's, and that's fine.
I am
I
not.
Mean, that's fine.
But I think we have to look around and say sometimes some entities have more than other entities. There's no
oh, so
shame
you,
in the
so
game.
So you're saying South Carolina doesn't have enough money to afford
yes.
those coaches.
Yes.
That's crap.
Yes.
That's crap. That's
yes.
ridiculous. That is not true.
Would you like to go – And do some research here and just pull up the athletic department budget for all those schools and let's just see where South Carolina stacks on the list.
It's not about the athletic budget.
It's not about the budget.
No, because it's about donors and stuff like that. They'll find
Which
money.
Is part of the budget.
Yeah,
that's what a budget
find
is.
Money. I wish you quit doing that. They will find
is.
Money.
All right, so yada yada yada.
It doesn't sound. You should go back and listen. It doesn't sound the way you think it does on the other side.
It's how
the
budget
it.
Works.
Don't do it. You're going to do it
sounds,
again.
It sounds really.
I like it.
All right.
Emphasis.
So, let's talk about a couple
it's good thing
of things.
We don't have those mics with those ribbons in it because you had already broken those.
Probably. All right. So, a couple of thoughts here, Ralph, and I will actually segue this because I am a radio professional into what I was going to say here. Dewey, by the way, texted the show 844-326-3663, said the following need to be fired: Shane Beamer, Mike Shula, Dabo Swinney, Rob Brown. I'm honored to be on
Rob
the list.
Brown. You just made the list.
I'm honored to be on the list. So, Dewey, couple of thoughts here. One of maybe the biggest problem that I have right now with Shane Beamer is exactly the same problem that I have had all year long with Dabo Swinney. The problem that I have is that they keep hiring guys who do not fill the role, and then they refuse to move on from the guys who don't fill the role to the point that they will get obnoxious in their press conference. I like Shane Beamer. Like I've said, I've probably personally, directly interacted with him about a dozen times over the past 3-4 years. And I can tell you, I've never not enjoyed it. We enjoyed having him on this show a couple of times. I enjoyed having a conversation with him at SEC Media Days this past summertime. I met him at the Greenville Drive at one point. I met him at a booster fundraising event last offseason. I've never had an interaction with Shane Beamer that I did not enjoy. But This is a business. And at the end of the day, the personal feelings have to go to the side. If you missed what was said earlier in the press conference that was being discussed there by Crazy Ralph on that phone call, Shane Beamer was doing a press conference, and in the press conference, a question was asked. Here, you know what? Screw it. I got it up. Here is the conversation. I think. No, I played it on the wrong part of the game. Every time. I got to do it once a day. It's a pastime at this point. Let me try that one more time. Here is the question and the answer from Shane Beamer in the press conference that Ralph was talking about. So that was the press conference answer, Jack, that was given. The press conference was the first time, I think, that I had the thought, he might not be the guy, you guys. He might not be the guy. First time. And it's not the first time. The first time I thought was when Shane Beamer got hired. Full disclosure. Got hired, I'm like, why? Why is this a move? And then, over the next 8 months or so, Shane Beamer, day by day, won me over. I thought the culture was good. Watching the culture get built was fun and entertaining. I thought the social media culture presence was better than most other schools. I thought there was a lot going on there. And then the expectations started to tick up. And I thought, okay, I'm good with this. I think we're headed in a positive direction. I like this. I think we're in a positive mood here. I think we're doing good. And then this year happened. Now, at the beginning of the year, I said into this microphone, there's a world where the South Carolina Gamecocks finish this season 6-6, and I am perfectly happy about it. There's a world that the conversation is South Carolina went 6-6, and I am perfectly okay with it. But it was always going to be not that you lost, but how you lost. So I asked this question of a texter who shot us a text earlier in the show and said South Carolina is a victim of playing a very difficult schedule. To my response was, okay, which of the four losses in 3-4? Which of the four losses do you look at and you go, that's a good L? Which of the losses do you look at and go, we fought our asses off, the coaches coached well, the players played well, they were just a better team? I have, for a very long time, I have told the story about my old middle school coach, Tom Grant, who one time looked his boys straight in the face and said, fellas, today you had the worst problem in sports. The other team was just better than you are. Which game do you point at and you go, I'm proud of how we played. I'm proud of how we coached. I'm proud of how we executed. I'm proud of everything. We just lost to a team better than us, because it wasn't Oklahoma. It wasn't Vandy. It wasn't Mizzou. Those losses weren't losses that I walked away from and said, hey, the boys play hard. You know, they played hard. They gave it their best. They executed, and they just got beat by a better team. They're all better teams, respectfully. They're all better teams. But I wasn't like I walked away from that going, yeah, I'm good with that loss. I'm good with that loss. My wife, a diehard Gamecock fan, I don't think she's seen the end of a loss yet. Because when she feels like, and I completely understand this, when she feels like this team isn't worth my time, she walks away, and she's done that every loss. Because, again, what loss are you proud of right now? I'm not proud of any of them. The Vanderbilt loss, you showed no heart. You gave up. The Missouri loss, like, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. Your defense was embarrassing in that game. Like, casual mistakes. Like stupid mistakes, right? The LSU game, you beat yourself. No reason to lose that game. That game was winnable. That game was winnable. Play calling stank. You blew it up in the end. And then the loss to Oklahoma. Is Oklahoma a better team than you? Yes, they are. That was atrocious. It was atrocious. So, here's what I would like to do. I would like to take a very quick break. And when we come back, I am going to say the thing that I was, over the weekend, waffling about saying or not saying today. And the fact that I spent as much time as I spent waffling back and forth deciding if I was going to say the thing that I want to say led me to a point where I'm going to say the thing that I wanted to say because I think the thing that I wanted to say needs to be said, and I think it's going to make a few of you mad, and I don't care because I'm right, and if you disagree with me, you are wrong. I don't take that stance very often, but I'm taking it now. Lenora Sellards needs to quit on his team today. Today, not Saturday, not after another half. You do not step onto that football field Saturday with Alabama. And I'll tell you why when we come back. I'm Rob. He's Lonzo. The Rob Brown Show rolls on after this. It is the Fan Upstate.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Dexter says, nothing makes me turn the station quicker than Rob telling someone to quit on their team. Welp, I assume you're not listening anymore, Dexter, because Lenora Sellards should quit on his team. Now, that's the phrase that you are going to use, and you are going to use that word because you know that it poisons the well of the actual and difficult conversation that you do not want to have about your football team.
Hey, Texter, don't quit on this team, okay? You could just like be angry with Rob, but don't quit on this team. We need you on this team.
Sure. I'm still not changing the stance. The conversation is not, should Lenoris quit on his team? The conversation is, should Lenoris play on this team another snap this year? And the answer is no. Now, let's start by taking the emotion and sentimentality out of it. Okay? Let's start by taking the emotion out. We are all taught from a young age that quitting is bad. And only quitters quit, and quitters are not people we should look up to. And I agree with that. You know who I don't have an issue with? People who protect themselves. People who look out for themselves and protect themselves. I'll poison the well with some harsh language here. We have created a country where looking out for number one is the number one thing. That's just where we are. Lenoris Sellers is a guy that, based on his natural skill set, is very much in line for a $50-plus million fully guaranteed NFL contract. If Lenoris Sellers goes out behind that offensive line and lines up against the Alabama Crimson Tide defensive line, I saw what Oklahoma did to him this past weekend. I saw what Missouri's done to him. I saw what LSU's done to him. I've seen what teams have done to him. And what I can tell you right now is that Alabama could reasonably end the season of Lenoris Sellers. Legitimately and genuinely. Alabama's got multiple defensive linemen that go 310 plus and are good. Alabama's got multiple linebackers who go 240 plus and run 4.740s. They've got dogs on the other side of that line. So for a young man who is in line for a $50-plus million fully guaranteed NFL contract, which means even if he gets there and he plays one game and he stinks to high heavens, he's still getting $50 million out of it. And a young man who about 6 weeks ago was almost the consensus number one quarterback going into the national draft, National Football League draft next year, and now is being told, you're probably the fourth or fifth quarterback coming off the board. You're probably coming off the board around number 20, 21. And you might go, wait a minute, Rob Brown, hang on just uno momento here. If he goes to the NFL draft, he would still be a top 15, top 20 pick in the NFL. And I don't disagree with that, but do you know what the difference in salary is between number 20 and number one? Cam Ward got a $48 million fully guaranteed contract this year. Pick number 21 is going to get you around $18, $19 million.
I just want to say that's a good move for him, because as bad as the offensive line is where he's at now, if he went number one, he's going to go to a bad NFL offensive line and possibly get hurt even worse.
Yeah.
At 21 or somewhere around there, you're going to go to a decent team.
Yeah. I would say that's worth $30 million in difference.
If you make it to your next contract.
Yeah.
Which you got a better shot of doing with a better team.
Or, hear me out. You just go play in the NFL, you make $50 million fully guaranteed. So.
That's what we were.
No, I agree, but I'm saying 4 years fully guaranteed. In 4 years, if your team can't get it fixed, you just move on to your next team. Name me the last.
If you survive, we've seen some people.
Okay, quick, cool. Name me the last top three quarterback that lost his career to injury in the first 4 years. I got none. I'm sure there's not none.
What's name? Your boy's brother.
Your boy's brother.
The guy who was just in New Orleans.
David Carr?
Yeah.
Which was when?
You said name you one. I just named you one.
No, that's fine. Okay,
He got beat nearly to death almost every week. And went nowhere.
But I also believe David Carr lost his career because he was just not good. Let's see. And by the way, he was with the Texans from 2002 to 2006, rookie contract. Carolina, Giants for 2 years, 49ers for a year, Giants for two more years. So his career lasted a decade. A decade. So even still.
Are we talking about the same car?
Yes. That was David. So the point here is.
You're right. Derek was the one.
Derek was.
Yeah. The Hall of Famer that you talked about.
So anyway, back to Lenora Sellers. Lenora Sellers should not play another down for this Carolina or for this South Carolina Gamecock football team. Not another down. And I'll tell you why. Number one, he's going to get wrecked. He's going to get wrecked. Because outside of Alabama coming up this weekend, after you've got Alabama, you've got Ole Miss on the road, by the way, in Oxford, Mississippi, and they're angry as hell. Then you got Texas A&M. How do you think Mike Elko would like to defeat the South Carolina Gamecocks? Bring everybody, crush the quarterback. Then you got Clemson at the end of the year. Now, Clemson's front seven has been the biggest disappointment in college football so far. Clemson's defense, here's the hot take, a bigger disappointment than Arch Manning, in my opinion.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow, now you're coming at everybody.
Does anybody deserve not to be that? Right now?
Yeah, it's not.
I almost phrased that in a way that would have got me kicked off the radio, but I stopped myself. I didn't want to do that.
Okay.
Do they not deserve it? They just lost to Kevin Jennings on a bum-ass ankle. Do they not deserve it?
Yeah, all I could think of during that game was, man, if this guy was full speed.
Oh, they'd have got crushed.
This could be really
bad.
He'd have
put 60 on him. Bum-ass ankle. He still smoked him. Do they not deserve it? So, Lenora Sellers, who... If you watch that game this past weekend against Oklahoma, you will see kept getting hit and kept getting up progressively more slowly as the game went on. As a shot he took in the fourth quarter where he was a Charlie Brown meme, bro. He's on the ground. You can see the bottom of his feet and he's like this on the ground. And he's just like, and his offensive line comes to pick him up and he's just like, give me a second. Give me a second. I'm dead. It's bad. He's going to get crushed.
Can't believe you put your feet up there after all the talking about.
I had to make an illustration okay. And I nailed it.
All right.
So, the second problem that I have is clearly the play calling's not going to change. Let me give you two instances in this game this past weekend that when I say they infuriated me, I am not exaggerating even a little. Third and two. Game's very much still in the balance. South Carolina hung in there for a while. Game very much in the balance. Third and two. Now, on third and two, if there was a spot you're going to run the ball, whether it's with Lenoris or Attaway or Faison or whoever, if you're going to run the football there, you're running on third and two. Even if they know it's coming, you got to be able to get 2 yards, really a yard and a half. And what does Mike Shula dial up? X receiver to Lenoris is right, run a 9 route. And you would think, okay, maybe you're going to pull the cornerback back, force the safety out. We're going to run a little combo route. We'll have the slot get to the stick, sit and turn around, tight end curl up around him. You give yourself 3 levels of pat. Nope. Slot receiver runs a delayed post route. 7 yards up the field, hitches, tries to draw the safety up, then sprints to the back. Left side, same thing, 9 route. Why are we running on 3rd and 2 with the game on the line? Why are we running a slow-developing, hail-freaking-Mary pass play? Now, that in and of itself is bad enough. But it's pass play where you have Lenora Sellers in the pocket. Now, I'm air-quoting in the pocket because all game long, there was no pocket. This offensive line's getting its ass kicked. Specifically, your interior offensive line. So when your interior offensive line is getting its ass kicked play after play after play after play after play, you know what the one thing you don't do is? Hey, Lenoris, 3-step drop out of the shotgun and stand behind those guys. Nope. Slow developing pass play where Lenoris stands in the pocket, gets absolutely bum rushed and crushed by the Oklahoma defensive line. Okay, cool. We'll put that aside. We'll go ahead. It's one bad play. Rob, come on. You're being selective. Nope. Let's go to 3rd and 7. Same game, same spot, opportunity to do something special, 3rd and 7. What does Mike Shula draw up on 3rd and 7? Do we go with the developing past the sticks mesh concept? No, no, friends. Third and seven is where we decide behind a garbage interior offensive line. That's where we decide. Let's hand it off to the running backs who haven't done a freaking thing all day. Let's take the running backs who have not done a damn thing all day, and let's not just run them. Let's run them at the center who has been getting his ass whipped all day long. Let's run it right off of them on third and seven. So on third and two, slow developing pass concept. On third and seven, you hand it to running backs who have done nothing to run behind an offensive line that is getting absolutely smoked in this game. When I tell you, if that was me, Mike Shula, the old expression used to be he wouldn't have made it out of the off the field, wouldn't have made it out of the locker room. Guy, he wouldn't have made it out of that drive. Hey,
hey, Mike, this is Shane. I want to thank you for your time and development here, but unfortunately, this isn't working out. So we're going to have to let you go. Anybody up there want to call plays for the rest of the game?
What is that? So what Lenora Sellers is working with right now is an interior offensive line that can't block anything. A running back's spot that has been okay in a few spots. Wide receivers who have been inconsistent. And I don't even put it entirely on them. I think the passing game concept has been absolutely crap all year. So I don't know that they've ever really gotten a chance to kind of like figure out who they are. And a play caller in Mike Shula, who is a joke. He's a joke. I'm sorry. You know, guys, I hope at this point you know about me that I am not a dude who talks like that. But I don't know what else to do. He's a joke. Why? At 3-4, has nothing about the offensive scheme changed? And why, with Lenora Sellers, a guy who literally had success last year because you can run him around in the backfield and he can still complete passes. There are quarterbacks who are very good at running the football. And then there are quarterbacks that are very good at passing the football. The list of quarterbacks who are very good at both running and passing the football is very short. It's very short. And the guys that are on it are pretty much all Heisman Trophy contenders. Dante Moore, Julian Sayin. It's not a long list. Lenora Sellers should be at the top of that list. And instead, what I am watching Mike Shula do is try to turn Lenora Sellers into friggin' Drew Bledsoe. Snap it to him, stand in the pocket. Yeah, our offensive line sucks and can't block anybody. Our running backs can't block anybody. We can't get a run game going. Our wide receivers are really only trustworthy and consistent if you can hit them on a bomb down the field, but we don't have enough time to get them down the field to throw the bombs to them. Lenora Sellers, 6 weeks ago, was going to be the number one overall draft pick in the National Football League. Now he's probably getting drafted like 15 to 20. They are killing his draft stock. Lenora Sellers at this point, I believe, would be better served to transfer out of this football program. Genuinely, to transfer out. Now, maybe he wants to give Shane Beamer a shot. But in order for that to happen, Mike Shula's got to go. And you better bring in somebody who is proven with experience to run an offense with a quarterback like Lenora Sellers. Because I'm telling you right now, if I'm Lenoris, I would much rather go play for a Dan Lanning at Oregon. I would much rather go play for Steve Sarkisian at Texas. I would much rather go play for any coach anywhere who has an idea of what to do with me and isn't afraid, has the rocks to make a change to help me out. If I was Lenora Sellers, in fact, let me put it this way, just so that there's no mistaking where I stand on this. Lenoris, my name is Rob Brown. I host the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate in Greenville, South Carolina. We also air in Spartanburg, South Carolina. I know ball. I've been watching college football for about 35 years now. Listen to me and listen to me well. Stop playing football for this football team because they clearly don't care about you or your success. If they did, Mike Shula would be fired. Your offensive line will be entirely different. The play calling would be different. And Shane wouldn't be snapping at reporters who have the audacity of saying, hey, it's really obvious what the problem is. Will you change anything? We're begging you. He wouldn't snap at that guy, but he did. Lenora Sellers, they are killing your draft stock. They are killing millions of dollars in your bank account, and they have zero plan or desire to fix it. Lenoris, for your own career, for your own future, for your own bank account, do not play another snap of football for the University of South Carolina, because the only direction they can take you right now is down. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Congratulations! Honeymoon, here we come! Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Okay, Jim came up on the stream with a spectacular idea. I'm fantasy booking this. Clemson fans don't recognize that it is Dabo Swinney that is ultimately pulling the trigger at Clemson. They fire Garrett Riley. Garrett Riley immediately hired by Shane Beamer. He goes to South Carolina. Lenore sticks around because he goes, oh, maybe this guy can get it done for me. And next year, Garrett Riley and Lenore Sellers kick a bunch of ass. That's my fantasy book. That'd be incredible. All right, I got a few more things that I want to get to here on the show before we call it a day. Let's start with MLB. Last night, Toronto gets it done. Last night, I'm stuck in the mud. Last night, the Toronto Blue Jays at the crib win game six. They forced the sexiest words in sports, a game seven between the Mariners and the Blue Jays in Toronto tonight. What the hell is that? Is that your chair, I hope?
It's a chair.
Okay.
Yeah.
If not, I was going to tell you, you need a doctor immediately. Okay.
Like you've never made that sound before.
I mean, not loud enough I could hear it over me. So, Toronto Blue Jays get it done against the Mariners last night. We go to a game seven, and every bit of momentum now belongs to Toronto. They are hitting the ball well. The biggest issue you're having right now for Seattle is that the starting pitching done fell apart, y'all. And I'm saying this about Seattle and Toronto.
You never know when those Tourette's are going to hit you.
Yeah, that might work if it was like the Braves. Y'all, the Braves pitching don't stinks. No, it's Toronto and Seattle. Pitching stinks, man. Seattle's starting pitching is just absolutely falling apart. It's absolutely falling apart. And it is falling apart at the perfectly worst time for that to happen. Because the Toronto bats are hot and Seattle's bats are not. And that's just all there is to the series. Can it get fixed in the final game? I don't know. There is one good thing last night that Toronto did, which is after they got to the seventh, they threw Bizzardo out there as a Hail Mary. Like, maybe we can get a couple of late hits and runs, make this a game in the eighth and ninth inning. Let's put our guy out there just in case. When they realized that the bats were not going to wake up and they're not going to score a run, they pulled Bizzardo. They did not throw anybody out there that is a leverage arm. All of the Seattle leverage arms are available tonight. That is not necessarily true for Toronto. They have had to go a little bit deep. Not as deep as I hoped that they would have if I was a Seattle fan last night. But the last two games, they have had to use their leverage arms, which means the deeper arms for Seattle are going to be a little bit fresher. So if you're Seattle, the goal is just make sure that this thing is close in the final three innings. If you're close in the final three innings, you got a little bit more ammunition out of the bullpen than Toronto does. And I think that would be the difference in this game. It's not going to matter if Toronto comes out, jumps the gun, and gets up way early. If they get up very early in this game, then I genuinely don't know that it will matter at that point what Seattle does down the stretch. So we'll find out what comes of that tonight. NASCAR yesterday at Talladega, Alabama was a good one. Chase Briscoe claims spot numero dos of the NASCAR Final Four. This is going to be very interesting with two spots with one race left to claim them. It is interesting, A, because the two guys that are in already in Chase Briscoe and Denny Hamlin, they're teammates. They're on the same squad, which means that, obviously, they will not help each other to beat each other. But you got to wonder if, you know, it's kind of like a WWE Fatal 4-Way, you know? It's like, all right, if two guys on a tag team are on the Fatal 4-Way and only one of them can get a championship spot, is the right thing to do to act as two individuals, or is it to act as a tag team until you eliminate the other two guys and then you fight it out? But in a NASCAR race, obviously, like, we have a determined spot. This is where the checkered flag drops. How does that play out? I don't know. And then there's a host of guys that could claim spots 3 and 4. So I find that interesting. And then to wrap it up, the Carolina Panthers have put themselves together a little win streak. They go on the road. It's not the dominant performance I would have liked in a 13-6 win, but Bryce Young does have to leave that game with an ankle injury. We do not know. He was 15-25 for a 138 and a touchdown when he had to leave the game. Andy Dalton would check in 4 of 7 for 60 yards in a relief effort. Rico Dowdle, only 79 rushing yards in this game, and They were honest about what they were going to do. They pretty much split the carries there. Rico had 17 carries. Chuba had 14.
So lame. It's so lame.
No, I agree. Rico should have got him out 25.
I mean, you could see the energy change whenever Rico was in there, and then go back down when Chuba was in there. Maybe they just need to prove it so they can go take them both in and show them the film and go, hey, man, I gave you a chance. Here's what we get here. Here's what we get with you. Sorry, we're going with Rico for the rest of the season. Probably not. They'll probably keep doing that.
Should have just done that from this game, from Jump Street. I mean, I get where you get, especially when you get into a spot. That being said, story of the game, without a doubt, got to be Xavier Leggett, right? 9 grabs, 92 yards, and
yeah,
a tutty.
Yeah, but who was throwing to him?
Bryce Young and Andy Dalton.
When Andy Dalton got in there, suddenly he was keying on him. I don't know if you noticed. I believe he got more passes with Andy Dalton in there than he did with Bryce Young in there. Suddenly he woke up, and it makes it look like Bryce just doesn't have it chemistry-wise with Xavier Leggett. But
I got news for you about who loses out if that's the case. I got news for you about who loses out if that's the case.
Xavier Leggett loses out.
Correct.
Because Andy's not going to be the guy going forward, probably.
Correct. Now, we do have to find out what the what the long-term of the ankle injury is for BY. It was, I believe they said it was a sprain, but they did not give a severity. If it is a high ankle sprain, that is multiple weeks out. If it's a low ankle sprain, may not miss
all
a
right,
game.
It's time. Pull the trigger. Go get Shador.
Stop. Stop. Stop right now. Just stop right now. Justin Fields pulled from this game, 6 of 12, 46 yards. I got to tell you, I was really high on Justin Fields coming into the season. I think it's over. I think the Justin Fields experiment is over. I think that one is, I think this weekend was the weekend that one has to go night-night. 6 of 12, 46 yards, sacked three times for 21 yards, had a QB rating of 59.
What was Tyrod Taylor's?
10 of 22, 126, a couple of picks, and a QB rating of 25.9.
Okay, so that
Oh, no, let's be real clear.
That was the solution right there.
I'm not saying
I'm
not saying Tyrod Taylor is the guy. I'm saying I'm pretty sure we can say at this point that Justin Fields ain't. Not after the last 2 weeks. I think that experiment is coming to its conclusion.
I tell you what he is. He is on that team because you saw what the backup could do, so he still is it on that team.
You know what they should do? You know what they should do? Trade for Joe Flacco.
I thought you were going to go Shador.
No, they should trade for Joe Flacco.
Continue my joke, but you just don't want to do that team thing.
I don't want to do that team thing. I don't. No. All right. I don't know what to make of this. We'll see what the ankle injury is for Bryce Young. Hopefully, we will get a status update today. What I do know is the Carolina Panthers have won three consecutive games. Granted, two of them against real bad teams in Miami and the Jets,
they were all barely, but they're still victories.
Hey, you have said that a million times.
I know.
Dub's a dub at the end of the day. And by the way, you saw Princely got a sack. Scarton got a sack. Like, we started to see the young guys start to show up. I think Derek Brown had what? I think three sacks in this game, two or three sacks in this game. Defensive front seven starting to wake up a little bit. That's a good thing for Carolina.
All right, time to find out what is Xing. Rob is going to explain thoroughly what this next thing is that's Xing, because I'm sure he knows all the details about the Louvre.
It's a museum in France. That's where the Mona Lisa is.
Well, tell me you don't.
As is the winged Nike.
Tell me you don't really know.
Did we have another group of a-hole protesters showing up and ruining art?
No, it got robbed.
Oh, seriously?
Big time. They stole jewels and everything. You don't know about
this. I did not know about
this. Wow, this is a big deal. I mean, this was out of a movie. What they did.
Four thieves posing as construction workers entered the Louvre's Apollo Gallery through a second floor window during renovations on Sunday morning, stealing eight priceless jewels from Napoleon Bonaparte's collection in under 7 minutes before escaping on motorbikes. French authorities, including over 60 officers from the Brigade de Repression du Bandit, from some French police people.
It was so close.
I felt really good. Bandit is, hilariously, I don't know how you pronounce it in French, but it is spelled Bandit is me. That BANDITISME. The police department is Bandit is me. It's an inside job, people. It's in the name. I've seen this movie. It had Nicolas Cage in it, I think. Launched an investigation when the museum closed to visitors, and President Emmanuel Macron vowed to recover the artifacts. The stolen items include a sapphire tiara, necklaces, and earrings once owned by Queens. Some names I'm not going to try to say. Well, one is Marie Amélie. I don't know the other one at all. With one broken crown left behind on a pet. They just took Napoleon's stuff and then left some in the street. Damn, dog. I've seen this movie. Or if not, I want to see this movie.
All right. So you see these kind of heists happen in movies all the time.
Yeah.
You've never seen it happen in real life. Now we have.
Yeah. It's going like this. This movie turns out like those jewels are the secret to like open up a temple that has like a like the Holy Grail in it, you know? Like, I can't wait to see this movie.
Or they can signal the aliens that are coming to stop them from destroying the Earth.
Stop getting ridiculous with your dumb fantasies.
All right. The next thing it's axing is No Look Pass.
I'm clearly out of the game today.
You did not see Mahomes' No Look Pass.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
No Look Pass.
No.
Did I say it too fast?
No, it didn't click that it was a Mahomes.
You're still
story.
Stuck on the Louvre thing.
No, here's the thing. I watched most all of the NFL football yesterday with the exception of the night game. I watched most of it on like highlight delay, whatever, because I was busy yesterday. And when I saw 31-0, I'm like, meh. Here's what I will say.
Dude, the no-look pass was sweet.
I can find it. Here's what I will say, ladies and gentlemen. I think we can go ahead and mark it down as official as of today, right now, this second, today. And we'll see what happens tonight.
Oh, stop it, Jim. Like it's like anyone can do it.
I will say as of right now, today, this second time, I think the Kansas City Chiefs are the best team in football right now.
Have you found the no-look pass yet? You still, I mean, no. You should look it up, though. It's pretty. It really is.
How no look is no looky?
That's like, why I'm saying you got to look. Oh, it's straight up no look.
I'm looking at it right now. He is looking left. That's a little come extra on, credit oh, come for on. No look.
Wow.
Little
wow.
extra credit.
Wow. No credit at all. All right, the next thing that's excellent
is, I say peripheral vision pass.
Oh, you suck. The next thing is Michael Penix Jr.
Michael Penix Jr. X-ing as the Atlanta Falcons yesterday. You know, I'm in on Atlanta.
Is it Kirko time?
No, God, no. No. I'm in on Atlanta. Yesterday was it what you wanted, though, but I am going to say this. My dude was getting bum-rushed by the 49ers last night. I mean, they were up in his grill all night long. That is a loss that
he
I put squarely
because what he said is something totally
different. Yeah, bum rush. All up in they were up in his girl.
Yeah, okay.
Grill. Not up in his girl. That's a different that's
Thank
a different
cuz that's
different
what
movie.
You said and I was trying to
20-10 the 49ers not it's a Christian McCaffrey game, man. 24 carries, 129 and 2 touchdowns on the ground, 72 more in the air. Like that was classic throwback McCaffrey. The offensive line had Michael Penix Jr. running for his gosh darn life, and he never really got a chance to be comfortable. And on top of that, like, Bijan didn't have a bad day, but 14 of 40 for 2.9 yards a carry ain't it.
All right.
Not it.
Finally, the last thing that's X-ing is Drake May.
Drake May X-ing because Drake May is a dog. He got it done again last night. Set the Patriots record for highest
you know
completion
all this,
percentage in a game.
But you don't know about the no-look pass.
Because it was a peripheral vision pass.
It was not.
Drake May sets the Patriots game for individual game completion percentage. More importantly,
vengeance.
The entire Titans crowd was chanting Mike Vrabel's name. He coaches the Patriots, the team that just beat them. They're chanting his name. Nice job, Tennessee. You're a model of jackassitude. That's it for us. Have a great day. Thanks for being here. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you didn't, if it's your own fault, come back tomorrow because we put on here on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate. Later.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Congratulations!
Honeymoon, here we come! Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.